are noted down, this is the book we have. You see? So he never went back to make some correction. There is no editing stuff here. It happened as it is. Okay? Now, imagine how did it start? We know how it started. A couple of students who like him and has been his followers, his murid, actually, suddenly they face a drastic change in the master. He was a teacher, a famous teacher, a good philosopher, he was a judge, he was a very eminent person. Suddenly, Shams appeared and transformed the guy. Really, 180 degrees changes. Everything flipped, right? Even some of his students, they disliked him because suddenly this was not the good mullah observing the Sharia. Suddenly he was dancing and chanting. The guy has never read even a poem up to age 38. This is when it happened, he's 38. Because poetry was no good, he was a philosopher. Then he transformed to a poet which has the biggest book of poetry in that language. This transformation, some people they didn't like it, some liked it, right? One day, all the students will get together, will convince the guy in charge that, please go and ask this master to, we know that he is transformed. We know that now he is enchanted. And we don't feel that good. Why doesn't he teach us? Go and ask him that, please teach us. And he will say, okay, we will accept. So, the beginning of the book is, the students are sitting around and he is walking in. What should he talk about? To teach them how be thirsty of knowledge, be a real seeker, and try to understand it. I tell you, this is as stupid as a teacher, first day of a classroom. Imagine a teacher will go in the classroom, the children will sit sitting over there, he starts to give them a lecture of how bad it is to be illiterate, and it's good to be literate, and it's very good to go to a school, you have to attend the school, and all this stuff, the children will look at and say, hey, tell this to the other guys who are not here, we are here. Isn't it the same thing with Rumi? His students are begging him, please teach us. So that first step, which is yearning, is already passed. These are the real seekers, sitting down. So he will start from step two. And suddenly everything changed. You know what? For years, because of the teachings, I was looking for knowledge, here for yearning. Knowledge in book two, enrichment in book three, and so on and so forth, and it didn't match. I used my imagination, which was not bad, it was trained in the art school, and I was familiar with this, and all that, but it doesn't fit. That was one of the reasons that I quitted this. Suddenly, with this realization, I came back, oh my God, it fits. Go and look in the Masnavi, no matter how you research it. Find me the best story, or find me the point that Rumi will take a long conversation to explain what love is. You remember it? Remember the paragraph? In the story of the parrot, he said, oh, love is something that this intelligence will never understand it. This intelligence is like a monkey trapped in the mud. Love is beyond intelligence. Love is something that if I want to explain it to you, oh, there will be shortage of ink even if you turn seven oceans to ink. And there will be shortage of pen if you cut all the trees on the globe. And this is instant. It goes on and on and on. And nowhere else. Go to book two. I'll show it to you. He will start the argument about the knowledge just like Aristotle is, like Plato. He said, let us start with the form and the essence. Everything in the universe has a form and has an essence. And these are interrelated. And you cannot read them, but get rid of one of them. Interrelated, but one is more important, the other one is the lesser. The form should be in the background, the essence should be in foreground. And if you say that, okay, if the form is no good, because you cannot touch the essence, but with the tuning the form, you will change the essence. He will bring all these arguments in book two and in book two only, and so on and so on. Suddenly, all the things I had in my mind settled down, fitted perfectly. That's what I'm relaying here. Book one is book of love, is explanation of love. And because what I declared, you cannot explain what love is. So what shall we do? We can tell you what love is not. Self-indulgence is not love. Needing something is not love. Wanting something is not love. Love is something that, first of all, the idea of love should be freed from the cage your merchant is keeping it. That's what love is. So he started with what love is not. First of all, you cannot understand love. You could feel it. Intelligence goes by the rule. And there is no rule in love. Everything is exception. And if you want to find a trace of it, first of all, you should expand your horizon. Why do you think only about this physical existence? You have the state of dream, you have the state of imagination, and furthermore, there is state of nothingness. And he said, look at the imagination. Imagination looks like being nothing. It looks like no value. But look around you. Our universe is submerged in imagination. We fight our fight, and our peace is because of the imagination. Everything is in the imagination. That's what we're talking about. Something is somewhere else. Don't look in this one. Why? Because this one is a rotten one. Your intelligence doesn't belong to you and doesn't care about you. Your intelligence is in love with Goldsmith. External values, that's what intelligence is about, right? Is it? But you cannot do anything about it. There is one, Hakim. He will give you the medicine and he will get rid of the ghost. That was the first story. Remember it? How many times you heard it? Don't worry, this is not the end of it. You will hear it again and again, because this is how I read the book, just like that. Second story, one long paragraph, the story of the parrot and the merchant. Over there he said, look at your source of information. You have only superficial information. Have you ever seen in the heart of someone? Have you ever seen love? So See? Because you think that I have to touch it to know it, or hear it, or see it. I said, no, forget about all this. Next story, he said, let's talk about what you mistake for love. What do you mistake for love? Self-indulgence, self-centered, egocentrism. You're in love with yourself. Loving yourself means punishing yourself, being the punished one and the punisher both. It doesn't go that way. You said this egocentrism is the source of jealousy. This is not loving yourself. Actually, you try to dislike others because the others are the competition. Remember the story? I said, all of that because your intelligent thought you something very, very funny. Your intelligence tells you to do what? To know everything, be careful, and take whatever you can, and keep it, and don't give away anything except the thing that you don't want. This is the order of intelligence, right? But in all of that, before all of this, he told you, hey, you could confide in me, and me only. Right? You believe in your intelligence and your intelligence only. Then your planning and your thinking is based upon what? Your personal effort. Yeah. Try. He said, this is ridiculous. Because what are you trying is not trying to pull yourself up. You're trying to push the other people down. Remember the King Jew and the second one. The second one was very obvious. He said, if I ask you about someone, he said, this someone, is it a good fellow or a bad fellow? Depends. If he accepts you, he's a good fellow. If he doesn't accept you, he's a bad fellow. I said, couldn't you be more ridiculous? Then, the confusion of intelligence, which was, or which is. What is the confusion of your intelligence? Your intelligence believes that something is either right or wrong. Your intelligence believes in black and white. Something is black or white. You say, this is nonsense. In the universe, there is no black or white. Everything is black and white, both, like a coin. There is this side of the coin and the other side. You see? This is not the universe that of everything fighting everything. They are cooperating, they are not fighting each other. Up and down are not fighting each other. Are not oppositions. They don't oppose each other. And both are relative. He brought in the relativity and said, your intelligence is cheating because there is a mixture your intelligence doesn't like, and will always jump from one side to the other side. Because everything is not in your hand. This universe is not in your hand, thanks God. So there are some things that are happening out here, and there are something you do. I said, this is when I will get you. When do you say that this happened because in outside the situation was like that? Do you remember it?
It's good.
No. He said, look at you. Whenever you like it, whenever you do something and you succeed, you will say, I did it. Whenever you want to do something and you don't succeed, you say, accident. situation was bad. I said, wait a minute, Peter's